Today we're reading a fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen. I yawned, then yawned again. Maybe the shrimp had more sense than I had at that. I was more tired than I had ever been, and hungry and thirsty and not comfortable other ways. I thought about banging on the door panel and try to attract the fat one or his skinny partner, but that would wake Pee-wee and it might antagonize him.
So I sprawled on my back the way I nap on the living room rug at home. I found that hard floor does not require any one sleeping position on the moon. 1/6 gravity is a better mattress than all the foam rubber ever made. That fussy princess in Hans Christian Andersen's story would have made no complaints. What are you doing?
What princess are you talking about?
The princess and the pea. Once upon a time, there was a prince. He wanted a princess, but she had to be a real princess. He traveled all around the world to find one, but there was always something wrong. There were enough princesses, but he couldn't quite find out if they were real. There was always something that wasn't quite right. So he came home again and was very sad because he wanted a real princess very much. One evening, there was a terrible storm. There was lightning and thunder. Rain was pouring down, and it was quite frightening. And then someone knocked at the town gates, and the old king went to open them. There was a princess standing out there. But what a sight she was in the rain and terrible weather. Water was streaming from her hair and clothes, and it ran in at the toe of her shoe and out at the heel. She said she was a real princess.
Well, we will find out about that, thought the old queen. But she didn't say anything. She went to the bedroom, took off all the sheets and blankets, and placed a pea on the bedspring. Then she laid 20 mattresses on top of the pea, and on the mattresses, she placed 20 down comforters.
The princess was to sleep there for the night. In the morning, they asked her how she had slept. "Oh, just terribly," said the princess. "I almost didn't close my eyes the whole night. God knows what could have been in the bed. I was lying on something hard. So I'm completely black and blue all over my body. It's quite dreadful." So they knew she was a real princess, since she had felt pee through 20 mattresses and 20 down comforters. Only a real princess could have such sensitive skin. The prince married her because he knew that now he had a real princess, and the pee was displayed in the art museum, where it can still be seen if no one has taken it. See, that was a real story.
Okay, all right. We'll ask Johnny what
it
is.
Do you like this?
I like it, but it's a strange story. Why was this a real story?
Well, I think when they're trying to say real story, maybe they're trying to say this really happened once.
So what about Pee-wee?
Pee-wee, probably not.
Was Pee-wee a princess?
Pee-wee's not a princess. She's a little thing that bites with a baby pooch when she sleeps and has a rag doll.
Do you think the princess would be black and blue if she was on the moon in 1/6 gravity?
Well, I thought it said that if you're in 1/6 gravity, it's so soft that even the fuzzy princess wouldn't have complained at all.
You can't tell a real princess on the moon.
Yeah. But how do you feel pee through 20 comforters and 20 mattresses? It's impossible.
But I still don't understand. What is she doing in bed? If she's rolling around into the pee will be squashed.
Maybe it's a hard pee.
I'm a west side baby. I'm a west side baby.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit freetime.education/rewind. Text copyrights by respective authors. Audio copyright 2024 by Freetime Rewind. Music by Lord Geo.
I'm from Manhattan. My mama took a couple hits and raised a west side, baby. I gotta make it to the top for my fam. I can't take no maybe. I'm not a younger no more. Time flies so fast if it like last year I was 1-4. Oh. Life is better than before. Ain't nobody gave me keys. I had to break down that door. Oh. West side, baby. Westside, baby. Whoa. Hey, toda la gente que me está escuchando, sigan sus sueños. I want everyone to follow your dreams. No dejen que nadie les diga que no. You hear me? Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, say no.
Nah.
Yo,